Howie Carr writes for the Boston Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Tonight, there's going to be another online fundraiser for Karen Reed's Legal Defense Fund. As you know, she's trying to she's trying to sue the people who tried to lynch her twice. And I wrote my column today about the curse of Karen Reed, about how all the people that tried to bring her down for a crime she couldn't have committed, they're all going down one by one in nasty ways, being fired or being forced to resign or being laughed out of public life. Check out my column. It's at HowieCarrShow.com or The Herald. And I've also got all the police reports to back up everything in the column. So it's pretty entertaining reading. But tonight I'm going to be on with a bunch of different people. It's a fundraiser online for Karen. It starts at 7 o'clock for her legal defense fund, and you can find it. It's going to be on a number of different platforms, but the Young Jerks, that's one place you can find it on YouTube, and there's all kinds of information out about it. And there're going to be some special guests. I will say no more. I'm just telling you, I'm not the special guest because I'm going to be there from the start. I'll be there for a while. But, you know, if you can, give whatever you can, or just come in and enjoy some camaraderie and some Karen Reed talk and the House defendants, et cetera, et cetera. So that starts at 7 o'clock tonight. 844-500-4242. Maybe Roscoe will make an appearance on my lap. If I have some food in front of me, he will definitely make an appearance on. I tried to get under my leg, but anyway, that's what's coming up tonight. 844-500-4242. We're talking about Grady Judd in the first hour for the sheriff down here in Polk County. And how he says that none of this had to happen if the politicians in the blue areas would turn over these savage thugs from the third world that they've imported to destroy the society. If they would just turn them over rather than letting them go, the ICE wouldn't have to come in. ICE could just pick them up and it would be a non-event. It would be peaceful, the turnover. But they don't want to do that. And in the case in Minneapolis, they want to distract from the fact that the Somalis, the Muslim Africans who were brought to this country by Clinton, starting with Clinton, have stolen billions upon billions of dollars. Most of them, the vast majority, remain on welfare. They're contributing nothing to American society other than dysfunction and welfare costs, criminal prosecution costs, and then they steal on top of being on welfare. Great group of people. Glad we let them into the country. Let's play, before we go back to the phone lines, let's play so many insane women, but this is, listen to this woman. She's a leftist mom. Cut 10.
ICE is coming to Boston. I gotta get my kids ready for school. Like, am I going to impede on an ICE investigation? I mean, that would totally depend. Are they gonna kidnap innocent children out of my schools again? Because I am ready to get shot in the face. Are you all gonna watch it and just be totally fine when it happens, if it happens, because I was helping children by blowing whistles because I have more courage on the skin of my teeth than some of you have in your entire bodies from this life and your last.
We'll be the judge of
that. Boston.
We'll be the judge of that. Not only is she virtue signaling, but she's telling us how much better she is than you and me. 844-500. You know what Trump is doing? It's amazing how bad Trump is. I just can't tell you. I'm going to let another liberal white woman tell you how bad Trump is. Cut 18. Or excuse me, wait. Cut 19. Cut 19. Excuse me.
This whole entire administration is so I'll tell you what, it's so it actually put my body into menopause. I am so thoroughly repulsed by Donald Trump and all of his cronies, and they literally threw my body into menopause. It's like in Twilight when the vampires come around and more wolves start turning. They are literally turning American women into women going through menopause because we are so repulsed by you incels. You, Donald Trump, everyone who follows him, you all are disgusting pigs.
Can we get a second opinion from a physician about whether Donald Trump caused that?
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
That is the perfect clip, right down to the Twilight reference. That is so good.
You ought to see the ones I left on the cutting room floor. Or the ones I leave on the cutting room floor every day. And they all have nose rings. It's like it's part of the costume. You know, it's a uniform with the nose. And the bigger the nose ring, the crazier they are. Peter from New Jersey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, when you mentioned your pension, it got me thinking that you had a sign for that. If you remember when DOGE got started, they said there were $4 trillion they couldn't track.
Yeah.
I don't know if they rectified that. Can artificial intelligence give us some idea of how much the fraud, the illegal aliens, removing the illegal aliens is costing us? I mean, this $4 trillion, not having to sign the paper like you did, is astounding.
I know. It's preposterous. I mean, it's basic responsibility. And they don't know if there's any of this fraud going on. I mean, if somebody steals my credit card and there's suddenly a charge made in a place where I'm not normally buying stuff, I hear from the credit card company in 10 minutes, Peter. And yet all this stuff is going on and they never know it, and to the tune of billions of dollars? Billions?
And the interesting thing is the Democrat Party went bankrupt when they shut down USAID.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is, Peter. It's very interesting. It's funny. Not funny, ha-ha, funny peculiar. Thanks for the call, Peter. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie, long time no talk. These liberal judges, why are they getting away with this? They should be debarred right on the spot when they let people that assault officers and law enforcement people and let them go. They're committing treason against our Constitution with their actions.
I know, but I know what you're saying, but it's hard to prove. And you know, does it really meet the legal standard of treason? I mean, they did convict that woman in that fat judge in Milwaukee, Hannah Dugan, of obstructing justice by letting out the illegal alien career criminal out the back door of her courthouse. But I mean, that's just one. I mean, and her crimes are small potatoes compared to some of these people like Boasberg, for example. you know, trying to enable the deep state to put the elected president of the United States in prison, or just letting all these illegal aliens go running amok, like the guy from Colombia who hates Jews and refuses to go back to the Mideast to fight the Zionist entity, as they call Israel. He just wants to stay at Colombia and with his wife and their anchor baby and live on welfare and talk about how bad the U.S. and Israel are. I'm just tired of the whole thing, and we can't do anything because you have to. The judge is the only way you can get rid of a federal judge is to impeach him convict him in the Senate, convict him or her in the Senate. They haven't convicted anyone, I don't think, in the Senate since Alcee Hastings in Florida back in the early 1980s. And you know what happened when he was convicted and removed from office? He came back down here to Florida and was elected to Congress for the rest of his life until he died. This is who the Democrats want as judges, as legislators, as executives. 844-500-4242-201 says, I heard a preacher once read scripture that said, in the end of times, the noses of the women will be bejeweled. I'm not sure I believe that, 201. But can I have a citation on that biblical verse, please? 844-500-4242. If that's true, it was one very prescient prophet. Jones,
do not let these women vote.
Join Toby Leary beginning September 21st and discover spectacular Scotland with Colette. Visit the historical capital of Edinburgh and its famous castle in the Victorian city of Glasgow. Visit the National Bagpipe Center for a lesson with a renowned piper. Have a special cooking experience and enjoy a wee taste or two at a historic whiskey distillery. Journey to the legendary Isle of Skye and the amazing Orkney Islands. Plus, cruise on lovely Loch Ness looking for the monster in the unspoiled landscapes of the Highlands. This and so much more. Colette handles all the details, flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To join Toby, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or go to HowieCarsShow.com and click the banner to learn more. That number again is 800-581-8942. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is who is the worst governor in the Northeast? Kelly Ayotte, Mari Healy, Kathy Hochul, Ned Lamont, Dan McKee, Janet Mills, or Phil Scott?
I put the Northeast just to add another option for those who aren't from aren't voting parochially, like if you're from Massachusetts or Maine, for instance. So I put Hochul in as an alternative. I'm voting for Healy. I'm voting parochially.
Yeah, Mara Healy at 56%.
Honestly, she is the worst. She is the worst person in the world. She's the worst in the world.
Janet Mills is in second place at 26%. 12% for Kathy Hochul, 2% each for Dan McKee and Ned Lamont. Phil Scott and Kelly Ayotte each have 1%.
Oh, Kelly got up to 1%?
Got up to 1%, yep.
Last time I checked, she was at 0%. Well, there you go. That's why we want to get people...
Three votes for Kelly Ayotte overall. for 1%.
All right. 844-500-4242. You know how bold they are in Minneapolis, these illegal alien thugs? Did you see the guy who stole the firearm from the FBI vehicle after they torched it a couple of nights ago? You see the tattoo on his face? He didn't give a bleep. He knew he was fine. He's an illegal alien, a member of the Latin Kings, and he just breaks in. And of course, the city police in Minneapolis, they did nothing. They just let him go. And they finally got him. They got his mugshot. I just tweeted it out. Can you imagine? You're in the country illegally, and you have a tattoo like that on your face, and you don't think anything's going to happen to you. And you know what? Until Wednesday night, until he finally went too far by torching the FBI car and then taking the firearm out of it, he was right. I'll bet he was on welfare. I wonder how many EBT cards this guy had, this member of the Latin Kings. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Howie. I'm voting for Maura Healey, even though I'm a Mainer and Janet Mills sucks, but I'm definitely voting for Maura Healey. But listen, this Somali thing is nationwide, not nationwide, but it's prevalent in a few states, and Maine is one of them. And listen, the transportation sector is next, but it's like a cab or Uber type of thing.
Right.
Every driver that brings all the junkies to the methadone clinic is a Somali. So, and then I've heard that every time a Somali has a doctor's appointment, they have an interpreter who gets a certain amount per hour.
$100.
And a lot. $100 per hour, and then 8 hours minimum. Who gets, what doctor's appointment is 8 hours minimum? I mean, this is so deep and so just insidious. I can't even begin to imagine what is beneath the covers. I mean, the Pam Bondi and Cash Patel need to surge, and the HHS need to surge investigators to every state, because this is insidious. And it's not just COVID money. That was belligerent and abusive, but this is underneath the surface. It is so bad, Howie. It's in everything between DHS, between Medicaid and food stamps and low-income housing and heating vouchers and everything, light bills, electric bills, everything you can think of that has to do with federal money going to the states for...
I know. I agree with you 100%. If the feds really want to do something about affordability, they will clear out all the illegal aliens and they will clear out all the fraud, because they're interrelated. And also the cost of crime. All the crime, the illegal aliens are, you know, they are probably committing close to half the crimes in the country at this point.
And probably more than half the fraud. Half the fraud. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
So it's got to be stopped. And they're going to have to do a task force type of, like, ATF, DEA, FBI. You know, they're going to have to do every sector, Homeland Security, and they're going to have to just do it and, like, do a task force in every state, single state.
And you know what? I don't want to hear that they're U.S. citizens either. If you weren't born here, and I'd like to get rid of birthright citizenship for that matter. I'm not sure it's in the cards, but the Supreme Court doesn't have the stones. But I'd like to get rid of birthright citizenship. But if you came into the country and were naturalized and you committed fraud, I think you should be denaturalized and deported back to whatever savage third world homeland you slithered out of to commit crimes and steal from the taxpayers and native-born citizens of the United States of America. And if that makes me xenophobic or nativist, so be it. I just want to enforce the laws of the land. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Here's another. This is a woman who's going insane because she has to go to work. She's a victim of the patriarchy. Cut 20.
And I have to go to work. My life is falling apart, and I have to get up and f-ing go to work. The world is falling apart, but I have to go to work. Right? I'm a black woman in America, scared for my life, but I have to get up and go to work. What the f***? What the f***? What? But I gotta go to work. Everything's falling apart. But hey, guys, we have to go to work today and pretend like none of this f- is happening. But hey, make the best of it, right? We're going to make it a good day, right? Have a good day.
What is wrong with these women, predominantly? Let's bring up a white liberal teacher. Cut 18.
Last night, the conversation my fiance and I had before we went to bed was, if this happens, we won't be having kids, at least not in the next 4 years. We definitely can't have them in the state we live in now. I'm already a high risk, and if we wait 4 years, I'll be pushing 36, which makes me high risk and a geriatric pregnancy, which means
her biological clock is tick, tick, ticking.
Not here in the U.S., definitely not here in Charleston, South Carolina. We could move back to our home state of Maine. They're a protected state, or to Vermont, somewhere in New England. But even then, who's to say what's going to happen? And then waking up to texts between myself and my female friends and my LGBTQ plus friends, and not knowing what the world's going to look like for them either. And then coming to school this morning and realizing someone might want to put a gun in my hand to protect these kids. That's all we did at our last teacher in service day, was prepare for gun lockdowns. I teach 2 and 3 year olds.
When a trans is most likely to come in to do it, one of your LGBTQ plus types is most likely to come in with a gun and threaten them. Why did she move to South Carolina in the first place if she didn't like it? 407 says, Frida in Florida says, hilarious, I'm working right now. I'm working right. You know what? I've been working since LBJ was president. Some days are better than others. We all know that, right? But we're not having a breakdown. 8445. I found one today. I didn't use it because it was just a little too weird. But this fat woman with a giant nose ring that came down below her chin, I think, said, you know, maybe the problem is I haven't taken my meds for 2 days. Yeah, that could be part of the problem. They're not selling nearly enough straitjackets, though, on Amazon.
They should. A man, that's strong man.
Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Howie, thanks for coming to work today, unlike some people's co-workers.
I'm afraid for my life.
Jesus. You know? Hey, Howie, how are we supposed to follow the money here in Massachusetts? We got 70% of the people voted on the ballot.
72%, yep.
And we got an attorney general that's refusing to bring suit because she doesn't have to.
She's too busy suing Trump.
We got you know, Maura Healey from Maryland's having the 60, the 100 pounds of coke delivered to the office. Who's paying for that? out of the $62 billion. Mayor Wu from Chicago won't tell us how much she's spending on shelters and that ballpark fiasco she got into.
White Stadium. Yep.
And then, from Chicago, she's going to tell us what Boston wants. You got Wu, Healy from Maryland. You got the other one from Kentucky, the Wild Indian lady.
Oklahoma. And you got Ayanna Pressley, the bald one. She's from Chicago. You got Catherine Clark with the trans kid. She's from Colorado and Connecticut. It's like if you're from around here, it's like you're poison. It's the mark of the beast. You must be a bad person if you're from Massachusetts.
Well, 30% of us have no representation in Washington, and they're spending the money that won't tell us where it's going, Howie. Now, let me ask you about these people that are professional protesters. If they're getting checks, can they go after them like they did Al Capone? Now, if they're getting checks, George Soros, if somebody's writing those checks, and if they're cashing those checks for services rendered or whatever, can they get after them, or can they get the RICO Act involved in this?
I think it's the RICO Act, because that's just kind of an overreaching statute, and you can go back in time and if it was a predicate act, you don't have to worry about the statute of limitations. It's still a long shot, though. The way to deal with these people is to just vote them out of office and to keep people in there that'll set up doges, and we can defund all their scams, whether it's USAID or the state of Minnesota government as an entity itself. I don't know how to do it, but we're just having to start. We got to keep electing Republicans and make sure that we can appoint judges at the federal level and at the state level too. Elect Republicans who are going to enforce the laws rather than try to enforce a third world destruction of the United States of America, which is what these federal judges appointed under Biden and Obama wanted to do. Thanks for the call, Rob. 844-500-4242. It's, oh man, these people. He was just saying what's going to happen with all these people that are being paid to protest. This was Tom Homan talking about what's going on Fox last night. Cut 8.
There's deep dive right now between HSI, IRS, and FBI. We know there's organized groups. We know there's funding. And we're doing a deep dive right now to identify them, follow the money, and find out who's organizing this, who's inciting the violence. And justice is coming their way. So we're all over this. We just had increased the number of attorneys to Minnesota, number of agents. But there's a separate part of that. We're looking at the financials. We're looking at who's funding this, who's antagonizing this, and they'll be held accountable, Laura. We're all over it. You should hear something real soon.
They keep putting out these lists of the illegal aliens that are being arrested in Minnesota and elsewhere, but mainly Minnesota these days, this week. And they will not talk about it on regime-controlled media. And Trish McLaughlin, the assistant DHS secretary, she was talking about this and about how many they've arrested, how many people they've taken off the streets. These are their neighbors. Their neighbors. You know, they keep using that phrase. It reminds me of a certain old show on Panhandler TV back in the day. Do we have it? Mr. Rogers?
Please won't you be my neighbor?
You want to know who their neighbors are that they're talking about in Minneapolis and in the state of Minnesota, the land of 10,000 fakes? Cut 13, Trisha McLaughlin.
Pamela, in the last 5 weeks, we have arrested 2,500 criminal legal aliens off of the streets of Minneapolis. If I can make my point, I appreciate you having me, but I do want to be able to make my point.
Sure.
The point of the matter is, I have not seen CNN cover who some of those individuals are. An individual from Ecuador, he murdered his three-month-old son. An individual who's perpetuating human slavery and human trafficking. Scores and scores of murders, child pedophiles. Why does the media not talk about that? We continue to see that people love to demonize law enforcement, vilify them as they're facing a 1,000% increase in assaults against them. And yet we're not talking about the great work that they're doing on the ground, the fact that they are risking their lives day in and day out to get these criminals off the ground. Gang members, known as suspected terrorists, these are all the people that we've arrested in Minneapolis. And DHS has, and Secretary Noem, President Trump, have done a phenomenal job of trying to give people transparency on who we are arresting, and yet we're standing here talking about relitigating cases over and over and over again.
Oh, we don't have time. We don't have time for all these names. Oh, we'd rather show that courageous freedom fighter with the tattoo on his face, the illegal alien, the Latin King. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
A local rag called Hey, Howie.
Hi. Yeah.
I picked up a local rag called The Bollard. It's a free little newspaper in the Portland, Cumberland, Freeport area. It's basically for bars and happy hours and stuff.
Right.
But it's got a quarter page ad, Howie, that says, "Do you see ICE or Border Patrol in your neighborhood? Call the hotline." Gives a number. Says, "We're monitoring federal agencies that profile, abduct, and detain members of our community, denying due process, and threatening our safety. Spread the word and protect your neighbors." Can you believe
man.
It, Howie?
No, I can't. Yes, I can believe it in Maine. They have similar things in Massachusetts as well. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. Over 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Maria's Ristorante was first established in Portland, Maine in 1960 by Anthony and Madeline Napolitano. Celebrating 65 years in business, Maria's is now led by their son, Anthony Napolitano. Stop by to say hello, enjoy a meal, have a drink at the bar, and see what it means to preserve authentic Italian cuisine in Portland, Maine. Make your next evening out the best evening out. Dine at Maria's. They make an incredible chicken parm. That's one of my favorites. Homemade meatballs. And my newest favorite at Maria's is linguine and white clam sauce. It's just with whole-bodied clams, the best. While supplies last, you can get a $40 gift certificate for just $20. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, limit 3 per order, and this is for dine-in only, no takeouts, dine-in only. With us now is Anthony Napolitano, the second-generation owner of Maria's Ristorante. Anthony, thanks for being with us. What's on the menu this evening?
Oh, tonight, the choice of super salad comes with a meal. Tonight's soup is stracciatelli. It's a chicken broth with, it's like an egg drop soup, but it's chicken broth with eggs that are whipped with Romano cheese and drizzled into the boiling chicken broth. And then we add a little tiny pastas, and it's a beautiful soup for a cold bite like tonight. And we also have fresh fried baccalà for an appetizer special tonight. That's the Italian salted cod that's reconstituted and fried in a light batter. It's one of the seven fishes that the Italians use for Christmas Eve dinners. And you can't be remiss by tonight. We have a beautiful filet of halibut, and that's served with on a bed of spinach with cannellini beans. A real nice dish, kind of light, but still comforting. And you can't forget our meatballs. Our meatballs are the best in town.
They are, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
With those cannolis. You got a cannoli for dessert, Howie.
Oh, man.
You know, everybody's talking about cannolis from Boston here and there. Forget about it. Our cannolis, we tell everybody, better than Boston, our cannolis. And we sell a ton of them. And that's what's going on tonight, Howie.
And again, the linguine and the clam sauce with the you open the clam. This is not just the chopped clams that cut, you know, that are dragged off the bottom of the ocean. These are clams that are dug out of the out of the mud flats nearby.
Count neck clams, sautéed in olive oil, garlic, a little butter, some seasoning, a little bit of crushed red pepper, and some white wine. And when they open up, all the juices from the clams come right in the pan, and that makes the sauce. Then we throw the linguine right in there, toss it, and then we serve it up with the clams on top. And I'll tell you, it's the best clam sauce you'll ever have.
I agree. That's what I'm. That's what I'm in the mood for tonight, Anthony. If I were Congress Street in Portland, Maine.
You don't want to be on Congress Street.
not overall, but I could sure go for some Maria's Ristorante meals tonight.
We're on the outskirts of Portland, down in Libbytown. We're out of Congress Street, and it's a much nicer neighborhood. Stay off the peninsula. Stay out here. And
that's where we were all raised, Anthony. Come on. And now we're all gone.
I still live on Montjoy Hill. But that's a little bit on the outskirts. Hey, if somebody doesn't like the meal, come and see me. I'll take care of them. You know.
All right. I can't tell you how great Maria's Ristorante is. It's the oldest and the best Italian restaurant in Portland. And as you can tell from listening to Anthony, all this stuff is made right there at the on site. This isn't one of these Italian chain restaurants. They're okay if you can't get anything good, but Maria's is where you want to go. It's Maria's Ristorante. Portland, Maine, while supplies last, you can get a $40 gift certificate for just $20. Limit 3 per order, dine-in only. Check it out. If you're going to be in Portland anytime, it's perfect. Thanks, Anthony. I'm Howie Carr.